This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Lumens.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Cole, do you think that we're going to do Will of the Wisps in every Monstrous Manual we cover for the rest of our lives?
I think there is some kind of prankster who has gone through and found every copy of these books and every PDF and just inserted one of them. Just inserted the Will of the Wisp, I think maybe to trick us. I understand that's a very self-centered view of the world, but it's all I have left.
It's very solipsistic of you, Cole.
Yeah.
It's actually not solipsistic, it's just paranoid. It's like, and I like Will of the Wisp, but I feel like it's trying to test me.
Yeah.
Like, you like Will of the Wisps, huh?
No.
And then just like the donut machine just feeds me Will of the Wisp after Will of the Wisp.
Find something new and funny to say about it forever.
Yeah. Like, you like corpse lights, do you? Eat these corpse lights. And you can eat a lot of them because they have half the calories.
I prefer corpse zero.
Right? Corpse zero sugar.
Yep.
These guys are a little bit different than normal Will of the Wisps.
Yeah, they're specifically tied to locations. So they're pulled from an F. Paul Wilson story, The Barrens, referring to the Pine Barrens, which is one of these Nexus spaces where twice a year, possibly on an equinox or something like that, the veil is thinned and you can see what is beyond it to these different realms.
The only cool thing in New Jersey. Right. Yeah. So they gather there twice a year. Vegetation, animals don't appear there, et cetera. Pretty boilerplate. They sometimes lead humans there or lead them off cliffs and shit.
Yeah. So it's like while they're doing their pilgrimage, if they can sneak in a little detour, to go see the largest ball of twine and also lead a human to their death, nothing's going to stop them.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Because they don't have any, this doesn't tell you why they do it.
No.
Which in some ways is very Call of Cthulhu, in other ways is not, because you need to have a little bit of a hint. Because otherwise it's just like, why do I care about this? It just happens in another area and doesn't affect me.
Yeah, like otherwise it is just a feature of the geography, as opposed to something that has any kind of agency, right?
Like a dangerous area to go. There's no difference between this and a bunch of volcanoes right. that gather in the Pine Barrens. Yeah. It's just an area I can't go to because it's a little bit dangerous, but it's just weather.
Yeah.
don't fucking waste my time with the color from our space.
Yeah.
The color from inside space.
The color's coming from inside the space. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.